Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. This is brought to you by my latest book, my 40th book, Outrageous Grace Every Day, which is an adventure through the book of Romans, the whole book in 90 days. And so if you've been wanting to study this and understand what Romans is all about, or if you've been intimidated by Romans, this is a really great introduction to that. And that's why we're reading through the book in December and January. And so we are in Romans 6, verses 1 through 14 in the ERV, the easy to read version. This is what it says. So do you think we should continue sinning so that God will give us more and more grace? Of course not. Our old sinful life ended. It's dead. So how can we continue living in sin? Did you forget that all of us became part of Christ Jesus when we were baptized? In our baptism, we shared in his death. So when we were baptized, we were buried with Christ and took part in his death. And just as Christ was raised from death by the wonderful power of the Father, so we can now have a new life. Christ died, and we have been joined with him by dying too. So we will also be joined with him by rising from death as he did. We know that our old life was put to death on the cross with Christ. This happened so that our sinful selves would have no power over us. Then we would not be slaves to sin. Anyone who has died is made free from sin's control. If we died with Christ, we know that we will also live with him. Christ was raised from death, and we know that he cannot die again. Death has no power over him now. Yes, when Christ died, he died to defeat the power of sin one time, enough for all time. He now has a new life, and his new life is with God. In the same way, you should see yourselves as being dead to the power of sin and alive for God through Christ Jesus. But don't let sin control your life here on earth. You must not be ruled by the things your sinful self makes you want to do. Don't offer the parts of your body to serve sin. Don't use your bodies to do evil, but offer yourselves to God as people who have died and now live. Offer the parts of your body to God to be used for doing good. Sin will not be your master because you are not under the law. You now live under God's grace. Mind if I pray for you? Oh, Jesus, I'm so grateful. Here's the gospel again. If we died with Christ, we know that we will also live with him. Our sinful nature has died along with Christ in baptism. We have now been raised to glorious life. What has happened in the past is gone. The slate has been wiped clean. We now have new life. And Lord, I pray for those who maybe feeling like the darkness has overcome them, even in this season of light around the birth of your son, that we would rest in the fact that, no, the truth is, though darkness may feel dark and sin may be crouching at our door, the truth is we have a new nature. We have a new heart. We have let go of those things, and because of your supernatural act of sacrifice on the cross, we are now set free from the power of sin, and we have been made right with you. We have been justified, and we are on a sanctification journey, just simply meaning we are becoming more and more conformed to the image of the Son, more and more like you. Our heart is becoming more like yours. Our heart breaks at the things that break your heart. We begin to have this deep distaste for sin and the sin that so easily controls us, and we long to have that freedom. Lord, it is for freedom that you have come. Help us not to be under the yoke of slavery of sin anymore. For those who are practicing repetitive sin and are just feeling like they can never get over it, Lord, I pray right now for deliverance in Jesus' name, that you would deliver them from that sin. Clean slate, brand new. In this moment, we can have newness of life. We can accept your grace. We can walk in freedom. Lord, I pray by the power of the Holy Spirit that that freedom would come over me right now. I need freedom. I'm somebody who prays for people every day, but I still struggle with sin. And so, Lord, I need your help. I especially need your help in learning how to have discipline every day. And for those who struggle with that, we beg you and ask that you would teach us what it means to have holy habits and to really chase after you in a way that would make you smile. So Lord, we love you and we need you and we praise you and we worship you. And I pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. To support the podcast, you can go to patreon.com/prayeveryday. In, I guess if I can get about, I think it's like $400 more dollars a month, which would be a significant increase from what we have, we'll be able to do transcribing, and that would be amazing. If you want to celebrate the second year, completing the second year of Pray Every Day, there's an amazing thing you can do, and it's my request to you. I want this to be the longest episode ever of Pray Every Day of testimonies of how this podcast has helped you. So go to marydemuth.com, click on the little icon that looks like a microphone on the upper right-hand side, and it will walk you through. Now, if that's not working for you, you can record something on your phone, and you can send it to mary@marydemuth.com.